Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance for the annual approval of the financial asset investments of the Land Trust Investment Fund for 2023. Additionally, the Assembly amended KPB Code 5.10.200B to update subsections 7 and 9 and to add two new subsections. These changes were recommended to be aligned with the indices that are currently being utilized in the management of the LTIF investment portfolio. Kenai Peninsula Borough Vice President Brent Hibbard provided details on the ordinance.
Pursuant to our code, the financial assets of our investment of the Land Trust Fund has to be approved annually by resolution. So that's why that is here in front of us today. And the Pulaski Permanent Capital Management is who manages this money and is the investment manager, and they recommend that we don't change anything for the next calendar year of 2023.
The ordinance was enacted without objection. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan from Alaska and Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray from Washington on Thursday sent a letter to the Secretary of Commerce, Raimondo, urging her to rapidly declare a federal fishery disaster for the 2022-2023 Bering Sea snow crab, the 2022-2023 Bristol Bay Red King crab, and the 2021-2022 Bristol Bay Red King crab fisheries. Following last month's harvest being canceled, declaring a fishery disaster for the Bering Sea snow crab and the Bristol Bay Red King crab fisheries is needed before Congress can secure assistance for fishing families, businesses, and communities that depend on the fisheries. Many of these fishermen and businesses hail from both Alaska and Washington, and the impacts of the fishery disasters extend far beyond our states to consumers across the United States and the world. The state of Alaska estimates the ex-vessel losses from the Bristol Bay Red King crab and the Bering Sea snow crab fisheries for the 2021-2022 and the 2022-2023 seasons to be $287.7 million, the senators wrote. The economic impact to downstream businesses such as seafood processors, gear suppliers, shipyards, and other downstream businesses will be even greater. Red King crab and snow crab are highly valued commodities traded internationally and relied upon by businesses that advertise these specialty foods at their restaurants and shops. Yet the longer the disaster declaration and funding process takes, the greater the impact on the fishermen who are already facing incredibly difficult decisions that could include closing their businesses or filing for bankruptcy this year. You can read the full letter on our story at RadioKenai.com. October's job count was 2.0% above October 2021, a gain of 6,100 jobs. Most industries were up over the year but remain below 2019 levels. Overall, Alaska was down 10,800 jobs from the October before the pandemic. Although Alaska had moved past the peak visitor period of October, a small number of cruise ships continued to arrive through the middle of the month. Leisure and hospitality, along with transportation, warehousing, and utility sector, were the biggest gainers, up 2,900, 9.7%, and 2,000, 9.6% respectively over the 2021 levels, as local demand for eating and drinking and visitor demand for travel and accommodation picked up from last year. Transportation employment rose from pre-pandemic levels, and leisure and hospitality remained 1,700 jobs below. The oil and gas industry's recovery continued to lag the rest of the economy. Oil and gas employment was 300 above last year, but still 2,700 below October of 2019. Read more at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.